Good morning, and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Roger Dickerson. I'm a missionary here at Damascus. We're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Zechariah chapter 8, verses 1 through 8. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you enlighten our hearts as we listen to the Word of God. Show us what you want us to hear and help us to apply this to our daily lives as we seek to walk with Jesus. The word of the Lord of hosts came. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am intensely jealous for Zion, stirred to jealous wrath for her. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion, and I will dwell within Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women, each with staff in hand because of old age, shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem. The city shall be filled with boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, even if this should seem impossible in the eyes of the remnant of this people, shall it in those days be impossible in my eyes also, says the Lord of hosts? Thus says the Lord of hosts, lo, I will rescue my people from the land of the rising sun and from the land of the setting sun. I will bring them back to dwell within Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God, with faithfulness and justice. I think this reading is a good reminder that we as God's people are not, like, this day and age is not completely unprecedented. I think sometimes when we see our church, we see the world going in disarray, I think it's easy to be like, this is like the only time this has happened. There's just so much going on. But as we look back, there were people that were doubting, that it says, even if it should seem impossible in the eyes of the remnant of this people, even if you think it should be impossible, that does not mean that it is impossible. That if God's people are far off, it doesn't mean that God's not going to come back and bring his people to the goodness, that he will be, that they shall be his people once again, and he will be their God. And I think the best way to cling to this is to understand that God is at work in all of our lives. God is at work in this church, and God is at work in this world seeking to bring people. But first and foremost, that starts with us, that if we take a step, if we decide to continue to follow God, because that's what God was looking for with the Israelites. He was looking for his people to come and follow him, to stop bowing down to the idols of the age. But that needed to start with someone, and it takes a decision. So if there's anything like going on in my life or in your life or in the lives of those around us, the only thing we can do, the best thing that we can do is to take and to choose. Today, I'm going to serve the Lord. Today, I'm going to make God my God so that I can be his son, his daughter. Because it wasn't, I will be their God and they will just run around and do whatever they want. There's a reason that Israel was falling away. It's because they chose to stray from the Lord. So I think just today, like, what are some ways that you can choose to choose faith over fear? What are some ways that you can choose to place God first in your life? Not second or third or the last thing that you do, but the first thing that you do. How can you focus on him in one way, in a greater way? And that can be something big, like I'm gonna set aside this time during this day to pray. Or it can be something simple like I'm going to like read a Bible verse, and I'm going to put a reminder in my phone 3 times that day just to be reminded of that promise, to be reminded of that truth that God brings. But the steps that you make can make a huge difference in the lives of God's people. And cling to hope, because you cling to hope, you cling to Jesus, because Jesus is the hope of this world. So I just hope that encourages you today. Let's just close in a prayer and we'll close it out. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. God, I thank you so much for this day. I thank you that you are after the Israelites' hearts as you are in our hearts. Please help to bring us all back into the fold so that we can be one church united there forever in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Guys, I hope you have an amazing day. This has been a scripture reflection on Zechariah. I'm Roger Dickerson, and have an amazing rest of your Monday. God bless. Bye.